This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
October the 1st. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, off today and back on Wednesday. Kevin Flynn is here in his place today on the program. Daniel is managing the controls, taking your calls, answering the question, what's on your mind? You, our fine listeners, what's on your mind? Let me ask again, just in case you missed it the first time. What's on your mind? Let me know at 800-228-0550. I want to know. Las Vegas. Is that on your mind? 1 year ago today, that horrific shooting at a concert. They're doing a memorial tonight where they're shutting off all the lights in Vegas. I didn't think they could do that. Like, how, you know, they shut down the whole grid, or what do they do?
I don't know. I'm sure that it's like a synchronized thing or something.
I'm glad they're doing it, though. I think it's a good way to remember it. I get a kick out of all the machinations going on about, you know, there's still no motive, and we've done a lot of investigation, and we can't figure out a motive, and we don't know a motive, and why'd he do it, and who'd he work with? You need a motive? I'll save you a lot of time and money in the investigation. Four letters, E-V-I-L, that's the motive. You don't shoot 58 people from the, you know, a tower of a hotel down on a concert, a bunch of people having fun, unless you're full of evil. You're destined to do evil. Motive? It's taking me 30 seconds to figure that out. I don't really understand that.
Sickness.
Yeah. We have huge news breaking in the early morning hours, and that is NAFTA, the new NAFTA, is Dunsky. In fact, I think we should celebrate with YMCA at some point here today, Kevin, because...
USMCA?
That's the new name. U.S., United States, M, Mexico, C-A, Canada. So UMCA, right?
It's fun to trade in the USMCA.
Yeah, UMCA. UMCA. We'll be singing along with that shortly here. Today on the program, but in all seriousness, this is a really good deal. It's a really good deal. By that I mean we have certainty. We know, right? We've waited and waited and waited. Remember when we had the conversation on this program with Wilbur Ross, the head of these negotiations, the person in charge of the whole trade discussions that are going on in all these different deals, Department of Commerce Secretary, said to us, live from True North Steel, as he visited there shortly before he met with all these growers, he said, Scott, we are going to have a deal very soon. We are very close to a deal. They finished that deal with Mexico within like 24 hours of his visit, and he said shortly after, we'll be Mexico, we'll be Canada. Canada has been very odd through this whole thing, and I think it largely has to do with this political gamesmanship, I guess, by... Justin Trudeau, who was sort of playing the, I'll show you, Donald Trump, but it didn't last. It didn't last. There's now a deal. Now, I understand that part of the deal includes fixing the grain grading situation. Do you remember Donald Trump from the podium in Fargo talking about that? You remember that? And Congressman Kramer had briefed him on how badly we needed to get that fixed. He jotted down some notes and actually read from them on the podium. And my understanding is the grain grading has been fixed, something that farmers here have been on the short end of the stick for a long time. It's a really good deal. Unless you're Heidi Heitkamp, that's not such a good deal.
And remember these famous words?
Negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess another magic wand.
Yeah.
Another magic wand moment for the President of the United States. More to follow. Exactly right. What kind of magic wand do you have? Well, Heitkamp, too, has been talking about how horrible this has been for farmers, right? Terrible, awful, pathetic, terrible. Kevin Cramer goes out and says, all right, it's going to be a challenging time, so let's get $12 billion in relief for anybody affected by trade, setting that pot. Meanwhile, let's negotiate some better deals. Let's go get some better deals. A lot of our listeners said the same thing. Heitkamp said terrible, awful, awful, terrible. Trade war is bad. You can't win. Bad, bad, bad. By the way, cheerleading for the opposition. Questionable behavior, isn't it? I mean, is that too strong, folks? In other words, if Kevin and I here are, negotiating a deal, okay, and I'm the United States and he's a foreign entity, and she is jumping up and down and screaming and hollering about how horrible it is that I've decided to engage in this deal with Kevin, who's she helping?
I'm loving it.
Of course you are. You're loving every minute of it.
Thank you, Heidi. Yeah.
Keep cranking it up.
Unbelievable.
So, pay very close attention to that, folks. Very close attention. All right? Few of my thoughts. I want to hear yours. Obviously, we don't have all the details. The president is speaking at 10, and we will pick that up for you specifically on this deal. Okay? And, of course, we have the... I was going to tell you this. We're going to talk a little bit about Kavanaugh and what's going on now in the way of the FBI interview process and fact gathering and whatnot. Valley News Live is coming out with a poll tonight at 6:00, and it's a poll on a number of races, I guess. But one thing Chris Berg from Point of View did share with us is that Brett Kavanaugh has enormous support in North Dakota. In other words, people, this poll was taken while all of the noise was going on, and the overwhelming amount of support goes to Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Kevin, good news or bad news for the Heitkamp campaign, would you say, that Brett Kavanaugh has strong support in North Dakota? What would you say?
I would say that would be bad news.
That'd be bad news for her. I would tend to agree, because there again, she is in the witness protection program as it pertains to this issue, and faces on the milk carton. In other words, she's hiding. She's nowhere. And this basically says, well, I'll tell you what Chris said. He said, if Heidi Heitkamp doesn't vote for Brett Kavanaugh, she's voting for her own political defeat. That's how strong the numbers are. Can't wait to see those. All right. Here is the statement from Congressman Kevin Cramer on the deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, a new North American free trade agreement. And then we're going to get to the phones, and you're going to tell me what's on your mind. I congratulate President Trump. I congratulate President Trump, Ambassador Lighthizer, and the entire negotiating team on this major victory for our country. This is a good day for the U.S. and a special day for North Dakota. Living next door to two Canadian provinces, Manitoba and Saskatchewan, North Dakota feels a special bond to our neighbor, and we're grateful to our president and to Canada's leaders for coming to this deal to mutually benefit our people. We owe a special debt of gratitude to our Mexican partners in this endeavor for joining us in building the foundation of this trilateral trade deal. I look forward to reviewing the text of the agreement in the near future and working with my colleagues to ensure its passage by Congress. All right, there you go. Let's go to Anthony in Yulin, Minnesota. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
The biggest thing that I've got a question about is how in the world can they put so much media on an accusation from 36 years ago on Brett Kavanaugh, but they still haven't given us a reason why the shooting happened in Las Vegas?
Again,
big head scratcher.
Yeah, I hear you. It is amazing. But first of all, I don't. The Las Vegas thing is no mystery to me. I don't know what people are expecting to find. The guy was in anybody that does what he did, has the ammo, has the planning, has the, you know, wherewithal, knocks out the window of this hotel, shoots the people. I mean, come on. I mean, this is someone who is bent on evil. They are, yeah, they are stone cold heart, you know, irreversible at that point. So yeah, I just, it's exactly not a big mystery to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, a side note, Kevin Cramer, I was at a pro-life banquet last night, and he sent one of his representatives. If anybody is hoping for a pro-life Senate seat, he is definitely going to fit the bill.
100%. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Get out there and vote.
Thank you, Anthony. Nice to hear you. Hear from you in Yulin. How many people are in Yulin?
Yulin hit it all.
Yeah, Yulin Iterdal area. So there's
just Yulin.
People.
Population of Yulin would be how many? 200?
Yeah, around 200, 250.
Yeah, okay. Go through there a lot. Just curious. Well, good. Glad to hear from you. Thank you very much. We got somebody in Dristol, Minnesota. I don't know where Dristol is. And Buxton. I know where Buxton is. Yeah, and Benedict. I know where Benedict is. Just passed it last week. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land in Foster, Ramsey, Stutzman, Sheridan, Oliver, Richland, and Dunn counties, and excellent farm retirement equipment auctions in Halliday, Sentinel Butte, and Cheyenne, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Appliance Apache.
When you spray as much as you do, you need support from the folks that know spray application, and nobody knows it like the folks at High Plains Apache. That's the bottom line. So we get ready to wrap up harvest here. I tell you, you should come on in and talk about 2019 models. They're in right now at High Plains Apache. Still some great deals. New 40 series of Apache sprayers are great. Kind of a new look to them. It's not kind of a new look. It is a new look. New features, too. And, of course, financing and leasing available on the sprayers. There's some used sprayers there, too. If you're looking for a deal, that might be a way to go. Stop and see them in Mandan. Give them a call, 663-2375. Stop and see them at Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. You tell them that Scott sent you. Where did we say we were going to go next? I think to Benedict. Yeah. I was nearby there not long ago. Leah and Benedict, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello there. Good morning. Yes, I got my absentee ballot, and there's a Measure 2 on the ballot that I'd heard nothing about. It basically says that it would change the North Dakota State Constitution with some language that says that...
What it basically is doing is, as I understand it, Leah, and we have had people on, but it's been a while. Gary Emmonath led the charge on that, who's also a candidate for an important race in the legislature in Bismarck. But what Measure 2 was about was a simple thing. If you're not a citizen, you can't vote, which I don't know about you, but that sounds like common sense to me. So I said, well, what is the deal? Evidently, there was the potential for a loophole in the North Dakota Constitution that could have been exploited, or somebody could have come in and said, well, it doesn't prevent illegals from voting. So it's like voting integrity protection insurance or something is what I would call it. Does that make sense?
So do we currently have that provision in there that it is?
No, there's a loophole now that could, in other words, nobody's alleging illegals have voted. Obviously, we've cleared up the affidavit problem now, thanks to the courts finally getting it. But the idea is that somebody could come in and challenge that and say, hey, illegals can. So this measure, number two, if you vote yes, cleans that up and basically is a little insurance policy unless against anybody exploiting that.
Okay. Yeah, it changes it from only a citizen to every citizen. And so if you vote yes, it's going to secure that further, is what you're saying.
Right. It's going to protect North Dakota's voting integrity so that there is no way to exploit anything, which evidently somebody has found in our Constitution that could be exploited. So a 100% yes vote on Measure 2 makes sense to me.
Great. Yeah, okay, that's great to know. Didn't know a thing about it.
I'm glad you called. Thanks so much, Leah. Dustin, you're next from, it says Driscoll here. Are you in Driscoll?
Yeah, Driscoll, North Dakota.
Oh, Driscoll. Okay, now I got it. With a C, not a T.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Not much. Good morning there, Scott. Just wanted to say that, I think these Kavanaugh hearings are just a way to cover up with other things that are going on. Heidi Heitkamp's voted for every single judge nominee so far. I don't know why she would break ranks now. But I think it covers up more important issues like Measure 3 and, Measure 2, 1, the 4. The local measures here in North Dakota are getting blackballed in a way by these national politics that, they're trying to drain the swamp here, and it's really blocking out what's going on here in North Dakota. And, I just want people to make sure that they are paying attention to their measures. And like the lady before you, get your absentee ballot.
Yeah, good point. And, I am going to do this. I should have told Leah this, too. But we're going to spend some significant time on the measures between now and November. Just schedule it, have it there, no matter what the news cycle is. Make sure they're there. Because I agree with you. The measures have a danger here of getting crowded down. We have two really, really, really important ones in my mind. One, for sure. One is, that is the 800-pound gorilla. Measure one, if it passes, will effectively act to end North Dakota politics as we know it and take it out of the hands of the people. It, and what it is, and just look who funded it, California Hollywood liberals, you know, East Coast elites, okay? It's all out-of-town folks that have funded it. And what it is to say, let's go into red states where we can't win to save our soul, and what we'll do is we'll just turn it into the swamp. We'll just, you know, Robert Mueller-like investigations and, you know, all this. It's just a mess. It's a ridiculous mess. Most importantly, know this. There's no problem here. The people that support this can't even tell you what it would fix, because there's nothing to fix. We have an ethics commission. We have a legislative process where anybody does. We have disclosure. You know when people are getting money and from whom. This is ridiculous. This is just, it's so poorly written, it's unbelievable. It would be a mess, and it would make democracy, in my view, tougher. So that's a disaster we have to tell everybody about. Measure 3, I know there's strong debate over this, but in my mind, nothing good comes from legalizing marijuana. Nothing good comes from legalizing marijuana.
Whoa. We're actually only removing tetrahydrocannabinoids from the list of Schedule 1 narcotics, which is what everybody says is a problem. They say, oh, we can't study it because it's a Schedule 1. Oh, we can't do this. We're not implementing recreational marijuana. That would take legislative action, taxes, regulation, et cetera. We're removing tetrahydrocannabinoids from the list of Schedule 1 narcotics with Measure 3.
Yeah, and as I say, there seems to be, no matter who you talk to, if somebody's in favor of this, they have reasons. The folks that are against it say that's not what it's doing. I mean, there's so much of a he said, she said, it almost outdoes the Kavanaugh Dr. Ford hearing. But I promise you this, Dustin, we're gonna do more on this. So keep listening, okay? Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. All right, let's see here who's next. We got to get Mark in Bismarck, and then we'll go to Buxton, North Dakota, and Valley City after that. Mark, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I am calling. I have been a Republican since 1968, and I am a conservative Republican and vote Republican all the time. However, I am a pro-choice Republican, and I feel as if the Republican Party in North Dakota, if you don't absolutely follow in bootstep with being anti-choice or pro-life, that you're not welcome in the Republican Party. There are thousands of pro-choice Republicans. Now, we're conservative, we vote Republican, we agree with the Republican platform. I have never voted, I voted for one Democrat, but if you are a pro-choice Republican, you are just shunned beyond belief, and I'm embarrassed.
Well, I think it's because we can finish this on the other side of the break. Mark, if you want to hang on, I'm up against the break, but I'll tell you what I think quickly, and then you can finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. It happened in Las Vegas when Stephen Paddock opened fire from a hotel window on a crowd of concertgoers on the Las Vegas Strip, killing 58 and injuring hundreds more. Paige Melanson survived the shooting without injury. Her mom, however, is still recovering from a gunshot wound to the chest.
It consumes our family, but we're all very hopeful, and with faith we, you know, keep looking up and keep looking to the brighter side.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show. President Trump's calling a new trade deal a great one for all three nations in a series of tweets this morning, saying the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, quote, solves the many deficiencies and mistakes of NAFTA, which it replaces. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Tried using some lyrics for the song there. UMCA, UMCA. We're having fair trade now, and the Democrats are having a cow.
Goodbye, NAFTA. We don't call it NAFTA anymore, folks. We call it USMCA. So we thought it deserved a song. You know what I'm saying? USMCA. Let's sing along with us now. There you go. Young man. It's absolutely beautiful. Huge news while you slept. We have a new NAFTA. It's called USMCA. Yeah, here you go.
We got to record this.
Yeah, I heard USMCA in there. I did that. Yeah.
The S is another UMCA.
USMCA is what I heard in there. We've already changed it. I love it. It's beautiful. We're back on What's on Your Mind. More on the NAFTA deal from the president next hour, and we will take that live for you. But that is big news, great news, huge news, welcome news for producers. Yes, it is. So, obviously, it's got to pass. You got details. You got all of that. But to have a deal is the first step. So, it's fantastic. Minot, October 4th. Okay? Bismarck, October 9th. Get those dates in your head. And I want to tell you about how taking some time on either of those two dates, Minot, October 4th, Bismarck, October 9th, you could save lives and take training that will give you the confidence to help and teach you the right steps to take when there's a cardiac emergency. Every minute counts. Don't be helpless. Take the training. North Dakota Safety Council, CPR, AED, and first aid course uses a nationally recognized curriculum. So you know you're getting first-class training from first-class instructors. More than 85% of cardiac arrests happen at home. Would you know what to do if your dad or your husband or your mom or your wife, your brother, anyone you love started showing signs of a cardiac arrest besides call 911? Thankfully, we have the North Dakota Safety Council, the region's leader in the first-class CPR AED first aid training. That's the Safety Training Spotlight brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance. NDSC.org. Commit to getting this life-saving training today. Register at NDSC.org. So, finishing our conversation with Mark at Bismarck, I was just going to say, Mark, that here's the deal. From my standpoint, the fact that you're pro-choice and voting Republican is better than pro-choice and voting Democrat, okay? But I don't know what you're looking for, like a, you know, welcome wagon basket or what exactly from the Republican Party when the tenets of the party are right out of the Constitution about an inalienable right to life that they're going to defend. They're not exactly going to be warm and fuzzy with the pro-choice Republicans. But I'd hope you'd be welcome to vote with Republicans, would be my take. Anything else you want to add to that?
I have voted Republican my entire life.
I got that. I got it. You told me that.
Here's the point. Not all Republicans are Catholic and believe in, you know, the right to life as the way Catholics do. There are a lot.
By the way, that's not a Catholic issue. I mean,
yes,
it is, Mark. No, it's not.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a Christian issue. I mean, look at the evangelical community.
There are a lot of Lutherans, Presbyterians, who are conservative Republicans that believe in pro-choice.
Sure. Well, I don't know what your numbers are, but I will tell you this. There's a lot of Lutherans that are pro-life. I mean,
I'm sure there are.
You made my point. I'm saying this isn't a Catholic issue. Here's my question for you.
You're
obviously concerned that you're not getting enough love from the Republican Party as a pro-choice person that has voted Republican forever. What do you want?
You're being so, you know, to say I'm not getting a welcome wagon basket, that's not the point. My point is, there are people within the Republican Party that don't agree with you and don't agree with the pro-life.
Okay, I don't disagree with you. I mean, this is America, so there's going to be people at different points. What do you want?
I don't want anything. What I'm saying is, don't be critical of those of us that are Republicans, that are conservative, that voted for Trump, that vote for Kevin Cramer, that vote Hope Forever, but we still hold pro-choice as the law of the land.
But here's where when you say don't be critical, Mark. I just said at the beginning of this conversation, I said what? I said, Mark, the fact that you vote Republican, that's fabulous. That's fantastic that you do. And as a pro-choice conservative, the fact that you vote Republican rather than Democrat, even though you're pro-choice, is a good thing. I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
But you criticize anybody that is pro-choice, Republican, Democrat.
I disagree with them, Mark. I disagree with them because every fiber of my being tells me it's wrong to kill an unborn child. So I'm not going to play nice and footsie with you. But I'm glad you vote Republican. But anybody's free to call here that's pro-choice and give a different opinion, but I'm never going to say, oh, it's okay, you're pro-choice, Mark. That's fine. You just go ahead and be pro-choice. You be for killing babies. I'm okay with that. I never will. I can't. Now, does that mean I shame you or, you know, scream and holler at you on the street corner? No. But if you're expecting me to say nice things about someone that thinks it's okay to end an innocent life, I'm never going to do it. And I don't think most Republicans are. But I think you can be cordial and say thanks for, you know, voting Republican because a lot of pro-choice folks vote Democrat. So that's a good thing. Tom in Buxton, let's go to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I just wanted to make a comment on the Kavanaugh drinking situation that lady was talking about earlier. Sounded like she was trying to drum up business for something, but you know, there's so many people out there that talk positively about him and deny the drinking problem. Why do we take the few that want to make it an issue and elevate them? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's because it serves the purposes of people who do not want Brett Kavanaugh on the court. And mind you, what I really dislike, and this is in my view a case study in proving that we have a pathetic media in this country, okay? Fake news beyond reproach. The Democrats, back to when Brett Kavanaugh was announced by Donald Trump as his nominee, Tom, started their opposition. I think Chuck Schumer, like within 20 minutes, said he opposed Brett Kavanaugh, when he opposed him with every fiber of his being, okay? Before the committee hearings started, all 10 Democrats on the committee said they were voting no. They didn't want to hear any information from the guy. They didn't want to give him a fair shake. Go back to Mark's concern here that that Republicans that are pro-choice don't get enough attention or appreciation. How about that? They're not even listening to you, and they're saying no. Then they start the hearings by doing what? Trying to shut them down before they began. They paid for, through their George Soros-like supporters, people to come in. We had firsthand witnesses on this program from the hearing talking about plane tickets that were provided for these protesters, cash to get them out of jail. By whom, do you suppose? Again, these left-leaning groups. So they tried to shut down the hearings that way. Then they said, okay, I know that we have more documents from Brett Kavanaugh than any nominee in the history of Supreme Court nominations, but it's not enough. We want more, and until he gives more, we're going to shut this hearing down. So they finally run out of that. It's like a little kid, I want cookies, Mom. You can't have cookies right now, honey. I want cookies, Mom. Pretty soon you stop asking for cookies because you're not going to get them, and then they go on to the next thing. I want donuts, Mom. How about donuts? So then they go at the 11th hour to this, the allegation they drummed up that they had in their possession. Since July. They've known about it July. They're so worried about Dr. Ford and how she's been treated that they did nothing with the allegations from July until they were leaked in mid-September. Isn't that convenient? So my point is, where's the media chronicle of all of that, Tom? Beginning to end to where we find ourselves right now. These folks have no interest in giving Brett Kavanaugh a fair shot. None. You know what they have an interest in? Making sure the United States of America remains their left-leaning utopia. That the court is their plaything. That they can stop forever any idea of protecting innocent life, whether they feel pain or not. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And that narrative, from beginning to end, from when he was announced to where we find ourselves today, is nowhere. They just cover the latest hissy fit of the hour and make it a big deal without pointing out, come on, why should we believe these guys at all? Agree or disagree, Tom?
No, I'm definitely with you. That's good points. Thanks, Scott.
That wasn't too much of a rant?
He's just saying what I was thinking.
Oh, good. If I'm saying what you're thinking, I'm glad. What are you working on there? It sounds like fun.
Oh, I got to... Getting ready for fall, getting some things stored away.
Getting some stuff stored away. Always that time of year. All right, Tom, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Yep, take care, bud.
Appreciate it. Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. You're a pro-choice Republican. What form of government do we have?
I hope it's a republic.
Well, that's how it intended to be. That's what we were founded as. But I've said before, the republic is gone. All we need to do now is to have the funeral and build some gulags in northern Alaska. The Kavanaugh hearings are just a preview of what it will be if the ethics committee gets measure one voted in.
Yeah, you're darn right on that, Gene. Keep spreading the word on it. Let's go to Walter and Hope. What's on your mind, Walter?
Yeah, I'm with you 100% there, Scott. Just keep ranting like you are about this pro-choice thing. But anyway, I wanted to tell about this story I read in the Spartan Post yesterday. Sunday Forum, Nick Spade says absolutely don't vote for Measure 3. It's going to open it wide open for marijuana all over. That's all I want to say. Tell him to read the Spartan Forum yesterday. Nick Spade, wasn't he Attorney General for North Dakota one time?
He was. He's a Democrat Attorney General and a former candidate for governor. That's actually the candidate that Ed Schaefer defeated in that race to become governor in what would have been 1992, I guess. So,
right.
Yeah. So
he had a big article in the forum yesterday. If you look in the forum, you'll tell him all about it. Yep.
Sounds
Thank
like
you. Keep ranting, Scott.
I don't know that anybody likes a ranter, but I just got a little bit of a roll there. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate it very much. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you liked it. And the other fellow from Buxton said that I was saying what he was thinking, so that made me gratified too. Anyway, Measure 3, interesting to know, bipartisan opposition. Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Over the weekend, the lead singer for Jefferson Airplane. Was he the lead singer, Kevin?
He was. He was Airplane and Starship. He was, not lead singer. He shared with Grace Slick I'm trying to think of who the other guy was.
And a great voice. But anyway, Marty Balin. And do we have a little Jefferson Starship or Airplane?
Remember this one?
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's one of those, three notes in, you know which one that is.
Yeah. Miracles, Jane was another good one of theirs. Find Your Way Back. Great artist.
Precious love. Yeah.
thing about Jefferson Airplane and Starship. They had so many vocalists, you never really knew who was who, but this is Marty Balin.
That's Marty Balin there, right? The great voice.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Marty Balin. Thanks for the entertainment.
Count on me. That's what you can do. You can count on us here on What's On Your Mind.
By the way, October is the National Breast Cancer Foundation Month, and if you look for pink pumps, you can help fight breast cancer. That's right. Choose the pink E15 nozzle, which is identical to E10, only that it costs you a little bit less because there's just a little bit more ethanol in it. But as far as performance of your car and everything else, it just works great. 3 cents per gallon donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute for every gallon of E15 purchased today through the 31st. Save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. PetroServe USA locations, Valley Dairy on South Columbia Road in Grand Forks, Dakota Plains in Valley City, Tesoro in Lynemere. You'll find a location near you. PetroServe's West Main location in West Fargo, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan, East Main Street in Mandan, 34th Street in Fargo, NP Avenue in Fargo, downtown, love that store. East Divide in Bismarck, right kitty corner from the Capitol. Castleton on the Langer Avenue location. PetroServe's Main Avenue location in Fargo, 3902. And also 3820 12th Avenue Northwest PetroServe in Fargo. Oh, that's the one with the really, really good burgers. They have the same burgers as Valley City, that one. Yeah, Valley City, best burgers on earth. PetroServe USA, 4440 9th Avenue Southwest, the last one, so... a great deal. Really is. A lot of folks coming together to make that happen. So get out there and take it in, okay? Let's get a record number this month. All right. What is Scott's public cell phone number for texts? This is a message that came from Todd, somebody that texted Todd. My public cell phone number is the same as my private cell phone number. It's it. You know it. Which is why I can't answer the calls, so you need to text me. Anybody can text me. Anytime. Day or night, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. If you call and I don't, you know, you're not in my context, I won't be able to answer just because all I would do is answer the phone. Because occasionally people call the number but just text me, and if we have a need to talk, then I'll be able to call you back. Okay? Simple as that. 701-367-2054. Always love your texts here on What's On Your Mind. Absolutely. In fact, let me share a few of these. Ditto on the rant. Somebody else liked the rant. Okay, everybody's pro-rant today so far. That's good. Good morning, Scott. Sure funny, CBS didn't waste any time getting fake Flake elevator in Connor on there this morning. Go figure. Well, Flake was on 60 Minutes last night, and I admit, I'm sorry, I cheated on you. I did actually ingest some fake news. I'm very sorry. Anyway, he and Chris Coons were together, and Chris Coons talking about how upset he was, and how it was amazing to me because we should play it maybe, but Chris Coons and Jeff Flake evidently are friends. Chris Coons, the senator from Delaware, found out that the morning of the vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee, he put out a statement, he being Flake, saying, "I'm voting for Kavanaugh." A reporter found Coons a little bit later in the hallway, says, "Can I talk to you?" Says, "I'd like your reaction to Senator Flake." He said, "Well, what did Senator Flake say?" He read the statement. He said, "Senator Flake looked ashen, just like, and couldn't even utter a word. Says, I'm sorry, can we do this later? He talked about it last night, about how upset he was." And I'm thinking, upset? You're upset for you. You're not upset for him. Some friend you are. Oh, my gosh, these guys are unbelievable. Let's go to Rockford. Let's see some common sense there. Are you in Rockford or New Rockford?
New Rockford.
New Rockford. All right. Art, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd just like to mention, a lot of the Democrats I know, they really think they're so sophisticated and above everybody. But I'll tell you something. To vote for a Democrat or the Democratic Party today is basically to vote for open borders, for more crime, anti-law enforcement, weaponizing the United States government to be used against its people that disagree with them.
Can I add another one, Art?
Yes.
Yeah, how about sexual abuse? Have we seen what's happened to Keith Ellison's girlfriend? Crying out loud?
Absolutely.
But evidently Amy Klobuchar doesn't care. She said on Meet the Press yesterday she's going to campaign with him when the time comes. So it's only concerns of Republicans or conservatives, not the Democrats in the sexual assault front that matter to them, which is just unbelievable to me and hypocritical.
Yep, I've got a few more. Do you have time for that?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, you can tell me after the break here. Donald Trump's coming up, but we'll keep him waiting for you. Art, don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The MBI Rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.